This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdal. There was a second round of American airstrikes in northern Iraq today near the city of Erbil against the ISIS militants who've been enjoying quite a bit of success in that region. Yesterday, they took a key piece of Iraqi infrastructure, the Mosul Dam. We've called up Tim Arango to get a little context on that. He is the Baghdad bureau chief for The New York Times, and we got him, as you will hear, on his phone line in Baghdad. Tim, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me. A pleasure.
Tell me about this dam. Where is it? Why does it matter?
It's 30 miles northwest of Mosul. It is enormously important because it's the country's largest dam. It regulates the water supply and the water levels all along the Tigris River, electricity for Mosul. And if it collapsed, it would cause a catastrophe of enormous proportions. It's quite ominous to think about what they could do.
We'll get to that in a minute, because they have actually used water as a weapon before. But on this dam specifically, it controls electricity up in that part of the country. It controls water flow for the people in that part of the country. And they could, ISIS, I imagine, use it to extort payments and monies, right? If you want the lights on, pay us.
Yeah, that's the flip side to using it as a weapon of war. They can use it as a method of finance, which I think, at least in the short term, is far more likely. They've shown ISIS a great ability to be self-supporting and self-financing, and a great ability to carry out extortion schemes. And so it could be a great source of money for them to continue their operations.
There are other dams in Iraq that ISIS controls, and they have a number of weeks or months ago actually opened up some of those dams and flooded land down near Fallujah, right?
Actually, one dam, the Fallujah Dam, which they captured earlier this year, and they did open it up. They flooded Fallujah, parts of Fallujah. So there are people fleeing and had their houses destroyed, not from the fighting, but they were fleeing because of the flooding. So it gave a window on what they could do.
What do you suppose happens next, just to get back to the Mosul Dam up in the northern part of the country? What happens? Do they hang on to it and say, we've got it and we're gonna use it to our fullest extent?
I would suspect that, their whole thing seems to be, brutality, yes, but also state building. And it doesn't seem to be in their interest to, unleash this catastrophe over Mosul. I mean, people say it would send a 65-foot wave over Mosul. So I don't see them doing that. Now, the problem, though, is to launch a military operation to retake it would be extremely difficult, because the dam itself, regardless of if they want to sabotage it, it's very fragile. The Americans were trying to fix it. The Iraqis didn't keep that work up. And so some of the experts I spoke to said, a very small crack in that dam could just start the water flowing. And so that's another big question. Do they have the capability to maintain it?
What's it like infrastructure in just, say, Baghdad now where you are? Do you have electricity 24 hours a day? Can you get around and go places?
Well, with electricity, it's always been a problem. I've been here for now almost 5 years, and often our biggest expense at the Bureau was, fuel for the generator. Every neighborhood has a generator you have to tap in, and the electricity, the city electricity, comes and goes. In the winter months, you get a lot more because people aren't running air conditioners, and in the summer months, you can have just a few hours a day of the city electricity.
Tim Arango, the New York Times bureau chief in Baghdad. Tim, thanks very much.
My pleasure. Thanks.